This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
A few years ago, Japan's Minister of Health, Labor and Welfare established an advisory panel for Japan Vision Healthcare 2035 to develop a long-term policy vision to meet the healthcare needs of Japan's society over the next two decades. At that time, certain challenges, such as Japan's aging population, were well known. But no one could have foreseen the impact of COVID-19 on Japan's patients and healthcare systems in 2020. Is COVID-19 a barrier to Japan's path to future healthcare? I am Alberto Grignolo, Editor-in-Chief of DIA Global Forum. Today we are joined by Kanmori Kazuhiro, Vice President of Clinical Development for Ascent Development Services, which is based in Tokyo and supports drug development initiatives throughout Asia. Kaz is a former Japan Regional Editor for Global Forum and joins us today to share his personal perspective on the future of healthcare in Japan. Kaz, thank you for joining us and welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me to this wonderful opportunity today. So I'm very honored to be here again.
Glad to be with you again. Kaz, in November 2020, you chaired a session at the DIA Japan 2020 annual meeting, and a session with an intriguing title, Beyond Innovation, What is Future Healthcare? So let's begin there. First of all, what does the phrase future healthcare mean in Japan?
That's a very good question. So that Diamond session in the last DIA Japan annual meeting was very much successful. So I was really inspired by the idea and effort taken by presenters. They really focus the social needs and their business competence to overcome challenges to attempt to create foundation for the future healthcare. I would like to go with the phrase of future healthcare in Japan. We could say that the healthcare is an essential of vitality for human life, politics, economics, education, and culture, etc., etc. So the enforcement and implementation of healthcare system and its capability is closely linked to the development of community, region, or country. As you may know, that the healthcare system in Japan has been evolving in our own unique way. As a result, the economy in Japan has grown and our lives have become quite affluent. I definitely think that healthcare environment in Japan results in a major contribution to the nationwide lifespan extension. Now, Japan has been facing an unprecedented situation with fewer children and an aged society. The Japan Policy of Healthcare 2035 actually focuses on this problem. In Japan, there is the National Health Insurance System, which has started since 1961. This is kind of history. So under the system, everyone can receive high-quality medical treatment equally. In 1961, the Japanese population aged more than 65 accounted for only 6% of the population. Now it's become about 30%. Actually, the Japan National Health Insurance System contributes to develop Japan. On the flip side, healthcare expenditure has been increasing dramatically. Statistics in 1985, the national healthcare expenditure was $160 billion. However, in 2018, it's more than $420 billion. The balance of demand and supply will become a serious problem in near future in Japan. The real question is, so how we manage financing and make quality of healthcare system good? Okay, then back to the question. The future healthcare in Japan is, to me, it sounds like a design thinking to establish effective health-related measures. How we realize sustainable and efficient healthcare system, which is ultimate goal for Japan Healthcare 2035. Urgent needs is to understand and implement the total optimization based on the present circumstances and the future aspect, which is a basic principle of well-designed healthcare system. So we can easily see the benefit of new treatment option when we launch it for the place where there is nothing. However, in the saturated market, it's challenging to provide valuable product or services to create optimized healthcare system. So I do expect that the leaders will continue to interpret the medical and economic trends accurately and implement adequate policies promptly to make our future healthcare reliable, sustainable, and efficient. The key to success for the future healthcare should probably be establishment of solid strategy, including the financial aspect.
Thank you, Kaz, and thank you for providing those interesting figures around the proportional increase of the population over 65 years of age in Japan between 1961 and 1985. And clearly, Japan's society has aged significantly. Now, let's turn to the pandemic, which, of course, was an unexpected crisis all over the world, including in Japan. So I would like to ask you, has the pandemic changed the thinking about future healthcare in Japan?
I would say yes. We faced difficulties in establishing new lifestyle implemented by people, society, and government, and technologies, including digital platform. So risk communication led by government has much room to improve. For a long time, the Japanese working style has been far from the concept of decentralization. For instance, the inefficient workflows in organizations like slow paperless situation and poor internet environment, etc., etc. I think those are underlying challenge to achieve future healthcare. Of course, now I can see the great improvement in this kind of stuff soon after the pandemic situation, but I hope these will lead to better infrastructure development for the future healthcare.
How is Japan's aging population impacting future perspectives on healthcare in Japan, taking the pandemic into account? Vaccinations are just now beginning. Has the pandemic, in the context of an aging population, changed the thinking in Japan about healthcare in 2035?
Yes. From the optimization standpoint regarding the healthcare cost, the aging of the baby boom generation will drive up healthcare costs dramatically. We have already realized that problem as the year of 2007 program, where masses of baby boomers reached retirement age, which will also cause decrease in the labor force. Of course, those are globally known factors of economic impact. But under the current COVID situation, Japan need to carefully consider how we create the future healthcare.
What about the impact of an aging population combined with a relatively low birth rate in Japan? Will this make healthcare in Japan more financially burdensome for the government? And is there a possibility that the delivery of healthcare will be impacted negatively because of this? In other words, healthcare will become more and more expensive, yet there will be fewer workers potentially in a declining overall population in Japan to be able to afford the delivery of sophisticated healthcare.
Yes, so that's why I would like to emphasize that the establishment of the strategy, including a technology, and the financial, and external environment circumstance, those of all are essential to create the reliable strategy, including Asia.
What do you mean, including Asia? Can you elaborate a bit?
So now that we are working on a global economy, that's why healthcare system it not really work only for Japan as a single country. So this kind of stuff really impact the global economy, including Asian regions.
Turning to clinical research, where do you see the biggest gaps between clinical research and clinical care in Japan? And where do you see the best opportunities to close these gaps in the future? We're living in a time where vaccines have become available and more of them will become available along with treatments for COVID-19. So the gap between clinical research and the application of that research in clinical care, it becomes very important. So curious about your thoughts about this.
That is the biggest question. I think that Japan is one of the countries which can provide high quality medical services under the national healthcare insurance system. However, I'd like to raise that there are a lot of influencing factors between the clinical research environment and clinical care. I think that it is hard to clearly point out a strong correlation between the clinical research and the clinical care in Japan. As you know, the Nature reported that the number of publications for the scientific journal from Japan has been decreasing in the past decade. I think that a lot of clinical researches are being made in Japan, in fact. In contrast, the clinical research funding is much smaller than US NIH grant. Sometimes such situation makes the quality of clinical research not good. Having said that, I'd like to emphasize that the proportion of articles published by international co-authorship and originating from Japanese institution has increased since 2014. This is good effort to know. In addition, another analysis found that the number of the first IND for the medical development in Japan has been relatively stable in the past 10 years. The trend of the proportion of global development program has been increasing, maybe affecting. In Japan, drug lag is one of the greatest concerns from the standpoint of future healthcare environment, because the Japanese strongly believe that Japan should have high-quality medical services, which is globally first class. Nowadays, we can say that the Japan are very much effectively implementing ICH policy or idea in medicine development field. On the other hand, we know that the Japanese regulatory environment has been uniquely developed on its own. I always feel difficulties when I explain a proposed clinical data package to colleagues outside Japan upon the clinical development program. Anyway, I think that many of things are deeply correlated to future healthcare. For example, the technology or idea for the future healthcare is closely linked to the basic science. We fully understand that. However, it is said that the Japan is not good at to develop the product, the United States or something like that.
You mentioned the drug lag. Isn't it true that the traditional drug lag, specifically the delay in the arrival of innovation from other countries into Japan, the drug lag has been reduced in the last decade thanks to the intervention of government policies that have encouraged sponsors to conduct global clinical trials that include Japanese patients? Hasn't this really sharply reduced the drug lag for Japan?
But looking at the fact, so there is one publication, it said that the number of early stage clinical development between Japan and outside Japan. So Japan has a smaller number of early stage clinical development. I think this is a kind of potential drug lag in near future.
That's a worrisome development if it happens, because it would mean that Japanese doctors and patients would have to wait for innovations from other countries to reach them. Finally, Kaz, Japan seems to have advantages in pursuing future healthcare thanks to decades of really building a sophisticated healthcare system, as you mentioned, since 1961. Are there any disadvantages or challenges that face Japan in the pursuit of future healthcare? And if so, what are those disadvantages?
So the future healthcare cannot simply be created, designed by single idea or technologies in trendy. Since we are living very complicated society, efforts with collaboration from all aspects matter. So back to the question. So yes, the Japan has a lot of advantage. The quality of healthcare is high. Among the development countries, low mortality rate was shown in Japan due to the COVID-19 situation. Actually, experts outside Japan emphasized that the reason of low mortality in Japan is Japanese standard of living and cultural level of people is high. However, consideration is far from the science. Unfortunately, Japanese experts also don't point out the reason clearly. In my view, this advantage and the challenge for the future healthcare in Japan is lack of idea or concept of total optimization and system design with anticipated future event or environmental aspect. to realize sustainable and efficient healthcare system in Japan, global, is what exactly Japanese people really want. So I think the leadership to drive required changes should be demonstrated by everyone. Future healthcare will be established by tremendous effort by all players who want to drive required changes, not only by experts in particular area. So I have learned it through the DIA symposium.
So are you saying that Japan Vision Healthcare 2035, the panel established by the minister, really has more work to do to realize that vision, that there are some gaps, some disadvantages that need to be addressed and have not yet been addressed? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So concept level, I agree with that healthcare vision 2035. However, how we implement the idea is a very much important question for us.
And a question that has not yet been answered seems to be your message. Is that correct?
Yes.
Kaz, these are all my questions for today. And thank you very much for joining us. Wish you the best of luck in your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. We cannot take our eyes off from the exciting situation and tremendous environmental changes coming in 3 or 5 years. I'm very much looking forward to review changes with all listeners. I hope the DIA will be successful and continuously act as key driver for the changes and innovation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kaz. For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignolo.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.